Welcome to the Flow Radio. Flow stand for first leaving our ways. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Thursday. Every Thursday. Yeah, and then we will at 6 o'clock. That number is 559-546-1100. And the code is 956755 and the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Mr. Ashley as 772-626-1102. Thanks for listening and hope you will enjoy the sharing of the word of the Lord. And this is Mr. Ashley saying, I just will be teaching last week we had but before we get into that, let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before thy presence. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful privilege that thou gavest us, Lord, and that which, Lord God, you have created us with your love, and that love that extended into the entire world. Yes, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being so good. We thank you for your power that reigns with us. Lord, we thank you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We bless you. We thank you now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think according to the power that lives in us. Hallelujah. Praise be the Lord. We just want to look at back on some of the things we were talking about last week, and there are so many things in which we may be looking for answers, and even at the moment we are some of us are still looking for answers, and we wonder where it is or how it is. And regardless how we may turn it, or the way we may fix it, there is questions unanswered, and there we will always seeking to find, yes, the answers. And we just want to look at the reality of life itself and what faces us. And there are times when you may wonder, or what then we would say, because we would, every one of us would say we missed in something. And even if you think you know it, and know so much of knowing, you still does not know, because there are some of the things that will blow your mind, because you just don't know. And when you think you figure it out and you have it pat, no, you don't. You don't have it like that, because why? First of all, God will let you know who he is. God is God. And the only one who figure it out and have it down pat is God Almighty. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Sheep of his pasture. That sounds like ownership. Glory to God. Yes, of course. He owned the hound, everyone. He owned us. And so because he owned us, then we becomes his position. Good God Almighty. We becomes his position, and we are his possession. And whatsoever we will come to or see or wonder, or we will able to understand it as clear as we'd want to, I want to tell you, you will get a glimpse of something, but there is percent. God don't deal with that. God gone beyond with trillions and billions and whatever it is will be over there in numbers you cannot count because you cannot reach him. And he said to the prophet, my thoughts and yours are not the same. And my mind and my speech, whatever it is not the same. But it give some kind of measure of understanding. And a measure of understanding that it says, it says, your thoughts and I is far away as far as the east to the west. And even more. So who we are? Still searching. And here we are searching. And still searching and want to learn more. I want to see more. And there is more to open up. And there is more will open up to us. If only one thing, if we search and we seek for him. And it says, seek ye and you will find. And it says, if you will able to find some things which you will never dream you could. And you will say, oh my God, I did not know that. I didn't even understand that. Now it seems like, whatever we want to say, because we always have something saying, which is, oh man, I've got a surprise, because he always surprises. So we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So therefore, the only thing we should understand that we come before his presence with praise and thanksgiving and hoping up praises unto his holy name. Now, the reason we were talking about Ecclesiastic, according to wise man Solomon, and he found out some stuff here, are some things which he went into to some research to find out what is the meaning of all this, and he tried to find out all that we are going through and all that we are doing, what are the results, and if the result actually making any sense. Good God Almighty. If the result actually make any sense. Now, you talk about someone who have been the wisest, none before and none after, and that none. And of course, there would be none to ever be, because according, he is the one and only. And they talk about his wiseness. He was the wisest king that ever sit on the throne of Jerusalem. And so, therefore, and according to his explanation, said there were before him, there were not as, and there will be none. And according to the time that he said, he actually spoke on that, the position where he was, where God bless him. God bless who you want to, and do what he pleases, because he is God. You may ask why he get wise than anybody else, but that is what God wants. That's what God chooses him, and he gave him. And so, but at the same time, we have some wise people, but we don't have them as wise of Solomon. No. Oh, the highest wise that came is the Lord Jesus Christ, who trod this lane, which is the greatest wisdom ever, because is the spiritual highest power Yes, highest of the highest power. Glory to God. No, no, I was reading this out of this Bible by, it's the Holy Bible, but it's a reader friendly edition. That's what it's called. And it's give you a little breakdown and into a childlike and the childlike thing, the term, and let it can even get it on an ABC level. And what actually catch my eyes and my mind is which we thought about what in is conspired within the human life. What is going on in the human life? What is actually happening? And if you go back on to check it, you will wonder what actually makes sense. And you may ask, what? What actually makes sense? Because they all are temporary. And why? And why they all are temporary? The reason, I would say, the reason why they are temporary, because we are just pilgrim and sojourner here. Until when we actually grasp that we are not here for to become stone or for life everlasting on this planet where we are, because we are just like on a journey. So there's nothing going to last forever. And you not going to be lost. Are we not going to be lost forever? Because God himself have set it up in which he designed such a design that it cannot be changed. And there's none that qualify to do it. Glory to God. And of course, if you ask me why is that, I say because he's God. Yes, no one else can change it. No one can change it because he's God Almighty. And as I want to cheer with you back again when in the part, and I was looking at chapter, you could see chapter 5, and I want to read something here for you. I have seen something unfair here on earth. A person suffered harm from saving up his money. When he lost it all in a bad deal, I know a lot and can really get into this and really say, you know what? I know where you're coming from, and it's let that go on further. And he says so. He had nothing to give to his son. That is verse 13 and 14. I'm going to talk about, if you go to go back to that and maybe look on so many thousands of people here in the United States. And I would have said that I maybe found out, have a taste of what have been said here. They're back in the time when a lot of people bought their houses and a lot of people have been going foreclosure and work hard to maintain whatever they want, the American dream. But of course, the deal was bad, and of course, what went on, they all knew that it was going to be bad, but to make the money, they put forth and do whatever it was until the deal fall and makes bad. Now, if you want to agree or don't agree, it's up to you, but I want to say that it's all a bad deal. But here we're going further down in verse, where to say what verse 16. And a person comes into this world with nothing And when he died, he leave with nothing. In spirit, in spite. But let's go back again. I would have thought Job would use this word. It said that man that is born of a woman is filled with trouble and have but a short time to live. Why then, if all that, now what you are saying that, he has said, he lives with nothing in spite of all his hard work. Have nothing. Will somebody say, well, I would have some life conscience and allow somebody else to give him some of the crumb of his earning or whatever they put in, just the crumb, but they won't, not even the crumb, because they are there not to give nothing, but to drain completely out. But listen to this. Don't you worry about it, because you are not the only one went through it. Thousands of people went through it. And I just want to say, in spite of everything, that is not all. The greatest is that which the Lord himself, as he had promised, that he gone to prepare a place for you, for us, and he will come again and receive you unto himself. So, as I was talking about that, that it says, according to the word of the Lord, that these things will happen. So we are not here to fight against flesh nor blood, nor against principalities, but against principalities and against powers in high places. And these are the things will get you and will true you up, will true you up to nothing, or eat you for lunch and eat you for dinner. Glory to God. But they are, often they are, seems to be useless. Why it is? The reason why that it is useless is because they are temporary. Some may get on to say, others may say, well, I'm going to work for all my lifetime, and I will not inherit one day to say, well, I'm through, I'm finished. Now you got to give it over to someone else or whatever it's going to be. Now, we are looking for what? Something called comfort. Are we looking for something called comfort? But, you know, Paul looked at it and he tried to bring some kind of a place in which we can able to find some comfort. Because so many things happen where we ask the same question, where is the honesty? Where the honest person? Where they are? We want them. How we are looking, but we cannot find. Because why? Because they are wrapped up in the things of the world. Then there is no love. There is no peace. There is no honesty. And it become a selfish society that is all about ourselves. Glory to God. But when you think about it all and get back, as Paul says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. He sum it all up. Maybe in just one line, he says, for are to be for. Now, when you think about, say, in all things, to give myself, how I'm going to give myself. I want to give myself. I want to share myself. I want to do it. How I'm going to do that? I cannot do it. But one thing I can do is to give myself to the Almighty. And the only way we can do that, we have to do what? As Paul said, and a lot of us don't want to do that. We don't want to do it at all because it's going to take too much for us. It's a far to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How does that actually happen? We may ask the question. What you're talking about? You don't want to do nothing but to live for Christ. Because what in the flesh or whatever is going on, it's going to be something terrible. And we are seeking something that called comfort. And to kingdomize ourselves in our own little kingdom. And to think about we want to have more than what Mary Jane have, and or we want to have the same thing. But listen, we want to understand one thing, that look, it is for us to follow Christ, we have to give ourselves and ourselves alone. For to me, to live is Christ, not by the things of the world, not by what's going around or what you have seen, or I have to have this and I have to. And then you're into a world of maga-maga where you cannot find yourself straighten out or being satisfied. Why? You know why? Why you can't be satisfied? Because it's a thing of the world. They are temporary. Glory to God. You're not for long. But listen. But if I live in the flesh, things of the world, the things of love, and all these things that come around, and things of whatever it may seem, as it said there, it says, is the fruit of my labor. That's it, come again. That's verse 22. Yet, what I shall choose, I would not. For I am in this stir and be fasting too, having a desire to depart. Now we're talking about that which are to depart and to be with Christ. I have nothing else to take him along but to do what it is. And the reason why we're talking about that part, we're talking about part in which we need to, we want to be satisfied. We need to be find somewhere where we can find some comfort. And according to chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, which is, and it will, and only way what the word we're looking at there is. And we've gone further to see what it says, and it says consolation, comfort. If there's any, if I gave myself fully to him, Jesus Christ, then there will be consolation. There will be some things that I may satisfied with, comfortable with, because I gave myself to him. If there's any consolation in Christ, or if there is any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, which is, glory to God, they all are there because you gave yourself to him. So therefore, we thought we get back to that part and say, where? What is it that we are searching for or looking for? And if they come as a time, Solomon would said, what are we seeking and what we have and doing? We are actually chasing the wind. Because most of them, there are time for everything under the sun. There is a season. Glory to God. So they all come to a point that they seems like they are useless. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, let us not put our all in this life without the Lord. Let it be, he be the number one of your life. Let he be the head of your life. Call unto him, because that's where the best and better best are. And give yourself unto him, because he gave himself for you and I, that we may have it, life, and have it much more abundantly. So therefore, give your heart, give yourself, let he work your life for you, and you will find rest in him, because he is the rest. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is rest in him. God bless you, Word of God, and may God bless you real, real good as you gave yourself to him. And I just was, our minister says, next week, same place, same time. I just want to say, may God bless you real good, and your things may turn over the way that, I can bet you that everything would be so greatly fixed by the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name.